Just be aware of cyclists on certain routes. So if you see one or two, you're probably going to see a few hundred more. So just be aware of that. Give them plenty of room and let them enjoy the beauty of Butte County. All righty, let's kick down with one more tune here from Rob and Ben coming to Monca again on May 3rd. Today for Plaza Palooza from 6 to 9 p.m. KZFR does a little Plaza Takeo. World Dancers will be performing from 6 to 7, and at 7:15 our very own DJ PHG will be in spinning some dance hall reggae, and a good time for all. It's always fun to see on a beautiful evening here in Chico. Well, if I haven't told you about enough going on, let's talk about what's coming to Oroville for Feather Fiesta Days. This is a week-long annual celebration that happens kind of kicking off springtime in Oroville. And it starts off on May 4th, and it kind of runs that week. May 4th on a Friday night kicks off with a Cinco de Mayo celebration put on by the Oroville Downtown Business Association. They're going to be hosting a margarita town on Meyer Street. If you go to their website, Oroville Downtown Business Association website, you can find out how to participate, purchase tickets, and be a part of that. Always a fun event in historic downtown Oroville. On Saturday, May 5th, is Bidwell Bar Day, and that's from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. Celebrate the Gold Rush era at the historic settings of the old toll house at the suspension bridge. There's no charge for admission or parking. It's family friendly. You'll find live entertainment, gold panning. The area, you might not realize that there are a number of communities that are now under Lake Oroville. This area had the second biggest gold strike in California, the first being Sutter's Mill, the second being Butte County. A lot of gold was taken out of the Oroville Dam area, Lake Oroville area, which is now underwater. Also, the canyon, Butte Creek Canyon, where the Honey Run Bridge is in Butte Creek, runs through. Lots and lots of gold taken out of there. Over 100,000 people lived at one time in this area doing gold mining in these areas. Also up in Paradise, Sterling City as well, was very, very densely populated. A lot of people work up there also working at Diamond Match. Okay, let's keep moving on. Also on Saturday the 5th is the 8th annual salsa tasting, and this is at the Riverfront District at 1967 Montgomery Street, where it kicks off at Brushstrokes in downtown Oroville. You can do some tequila some salsa tasting. And there's also the 5th annual barbecue rib cook-off that's going to be happening at the Eagles Hall at 2010 Montgomery Street in downtown Oroville. And Feather Falls Casino will be hosting Foreverland, a tribute to King of Pop. That's right, Michael Jackson. And then on Friday, May 11th, we have the 70th annual Kiddies Parade right there in downtown Oroville at Pine and Myers Street. Free kit for kids to enter. The theme this year is Under the Sea. So if you want to dress up as your favorite character, anything to do with Under the Sea, this is hosted by the Kiwanis Club and their youth organization, the Key Club. Really cute event. It's been going on 70 years. There are families that have had five generations of their little ones in this parade. So it's a really nice thing to see and be a part of. They get a nice crowd downtown. Good way to kind of experience downtown Oroville on a Friday afternoon and take in some of the shops and local restaurants as well. And again, information about these events will be on the Facebook page for Feather Fiesta Days, also on the Oroville Downtown Business Association website and the Oroville Chamber of Commerce website that you can just Google up and see them for yourself. Saturday, May 12th, that's kind of the big day. That's when all the big events kind of happen during Feather Fiesta Days. Kicks off with a pancake breakfast at the Eagles Hall at 6 a.m. At 7 a.m., there's also a pancake breakfast at the Native Sons of the Gold in the afternoon. You'll also find live music and a Bloody Mary and beer bar. And the Bloody Mary bar opens when the pancake breakfast opens. And that's located at Hontoon and Myers Street. At 9 o'clock, we have the Gold Rush Street Fair begins, and that is going to be right in front of the Municipal Auditorium at Myers and Montgomery Street, and that is going to go till 3 p.m. You'll find food, games, there'll be information booths. Just walk on in. There's no charge to attend, and there'll also be dozens and dozens of vendors, as well as a food court with all your favorite fair food and just about everything you'd like to eat, from barbecue and all that great stuff. And that's going to be from 9 till 3 p.m. Also at 9 o'clock is the craft fair at Sank Park. And that is on the grounds of the at the lot home. And then the street fair has different vendors and games for the kids, information and all that great stuff. You'll also find an ATM and bathrooms at the street fair, which is going to be spread out throughout the historic downtown area. The Oro Dam Cruisers, but there'll be upward of 500 cars there. I've had as many as, I think, 900 or 1,000 in the past. Always a fun event. Beautifully restored cars. If you want to see how it used to be, man, that's the place to go. You'll find everything from Model Ts to beautiful muscle cars, and there's always a group that comes up with there's also motorcycle entries and some just kind of funky things. They also have vintage trailers as well, so fun time. And that's going to be the Gold Rush Car Show. We want to thank the Oro Dam Cruisers for putting in all the hard work for making that happen. At 10 o'clock also, 9:30 and 10 o'clock is the Exchange Club Grand Parade, which is hometown parade in the world, they say. It's going to start all the way down Montgomery Street, starts at 5th and Mitchell, gets down to Montgomery Street, and rolls all the way through downtown. We usually get about 20,000 visitors for this event throughout the whole day, and fun time. So find your way to Oroville and come check it out. There'll also be a spring fair at the St. Thomas the Apostle School, and this is a nice kids area. There'll be face painting, games, booths, live music, Very children-oriented. That's at 1380 Bird Street. No charge to enter, and goes till 4 p.m. And also starting at 10 a.m., or I'm sorry, at 11 a.m. till 3 is the Chili Cook-Off, hosted by the Oroville Police and Fire Association. Teams compete for best homemade chili. You can buy tastes, you can vote, and decide who the winner is. You'll also find a beer garden and live music at that event. And that's always a pretty popular place to be as well. Been going on for years and years, and everything really culminates around the parade, but come early. Everything goes till about 4 o'clock. Fun way to go. If you are new to the area or you don't know how to get there, if you're coming out of the coming from Chico or coming from the north, you can come down Highway 70, either exit at Grand Avenue and head east. Right there along the levee, find your parking and stroll on in. If you're coming from the south, same thing, come up Highway 70, get off at Montgomery, and you're going to be taking a right and heading right into downtown. There's plenty of free parking up on the levee as well. So that's Feather Fiesta Days, downtown Oroville. If you'd like to get some more information, the Facebook page is probably the best place to go. Just Feather Fiesta Days on Facebook. Or you can also find information on the Oroville Chamber of Commerce website and also on the Oroville Downtown Business Association website. So much going on in the spring here. Always something to go. Feather Fiesta Days, if you haven't been, is a really, really fun event. I highly recommend it. Always a good time. Let's give a thanks to our underwriters for this hour. We're kind of heading out. Once again, we're at the Chico City Plaza. It is Plaza Palooza going on right now. To some of the supporters of KZFR, some of our underwriters, and also community organizations. We got Steve from Poulin's doing the sound. Thanks, Steve, for helping us out. And we also want to thank the Chico World Dancers. They'll be performing from 6 to 7. And Butte Views is Beyond is made possible by you, the KZFR support experts at locally owned Corey Lee Pest Control have got you covered. They'll provide regular service or emergency visits for residential and commercial property. Want to be pest-free? Call Corey Lee at 228-8717 or visit CoreyLeePest.com. And we want to thank Pool and Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Poulin's has been serving the community since 1918, located at 801 Main Street, right on the corner of 8th and Main in downtown Chico. You can reach Steve by calling 342-1055. I also want to thank everybody for supporting us during our membership drive. Thank you so much. I want to thank our underwriters for providing those wonderful thank you gifts that I know you guys love so much. So if you've made your pledge, please write that check, put it in the mail, and send it on back to us. And we'll keep providing community. Hard to believe 28 years of providing community media, and not only that, providing you access to the airwaves. We now stream worldwide, of course, at kzfr.org, and have that free app for your smartphone as well. Okay, once again, Plaza Palooza is going on. We've got a lot of events coming up at KZFR. If you're not a regular visitor to our website, tab that on your computer there. Put it on your desktop and check it out. We've got a lot of things going on. Always a lot of events, I'm sure, as you know. And you might not be aware that we also archive our shows. So if there's a favorite show that you just can't catch when it's on its usual broadcast, go to the KZFR website, click on the programs, look up the program, and you'll see an archive listing down below so you can listen to your favorite program whenever you'd like. I also want to mention that Chico Velo is hosting the Wildflower bike ride this Sunday. So there'll be lots of people coming into town. They usually get somewhere around 3,000 to 4,000 people participate, and they'll be out there on the back roads of Butte County. Fun event. We want to thank Chico Velo for making some entries available during our membership drive. Thank you for that. And if you're out riding around and you see cyclists on those back roads, please give them lots of respect and lots of space. If you see a few, you'll see a few more. I can guarantee you that. You're probably driving on one of the bike routes. So always a fun event. It's all ages. They have everything from children. I think it's a 5-mile loop up to 120 mile, including lots and lots of hills. So Chico Velo website has information on it. And always a great event and one that really helps showcase Butte County and the beauty we have here in the springtime. Alrighty, I think that's about it for me. Thanks for tuning in. If you're heading to the plaza, come by and see me. I'm in two places at once today. So thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond, and we'll see you next time.
peanut butter jelly time.
Baseball bat. Baseball bat.
Do the peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat.
Now tick tack toe,
tick tack toe,
let's go.
Tick tack toe,
you got it.
Tick tack toe,
let's ride.
Way up, way up, way up, way up.
Now there you go, there you go, there you go, there you go.
Peanut butter jelly.
You are listening to FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Peanut Butter Jelly Time is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by The Printed Image, specializing in custom screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. Using the latest technology in their state-of-the-art art building, The Printed Image provides custom screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products for business, organization, or special events. For custom apparel and promotional products, The Printed Image has dedicated specialists providing quality service, quick turnaround, and memorable products. Call 898-9525 or visit printedimagechico.com. Well, I am your Groovy Grandma Sandra, and I've got Groovy Grandma Leslie here.
Hi.
There we go. And last Sunday was Earth Day, and so we kind of have some books about planting and about, I've got one about what, like conserving water, mm-hmm. and
recycling trash.
Recycling, yeah. So I guess I'll start off, and then I'll just do music after this. This one's called Potter the Otter, and I got this at some little children's event about a year ago from the First Five. So it does kind of like, and it's in English and Spanish, and I think I'm just going to go for just doing English today. I was going to go for it, but no. Once upon a time, there was a little otter. His name was Potter, and he loved to drink water. The pictures on these are so darn cute. Mama and Papa Otter would say, "Potter, drink water every day. Drink water for thirst, and you should know, water is healthy. It'll help you grow." Potter loves water. This is true. He wants his friends to love water too. "Let's go on a picnic," he said one day. "We can teach my friends about water along the way." First, they spotted Tota, who was drinking soda. Potter said, "No soda, Tota. It has sugar, which your teeth don't need. Water is best for you indeed. Drink water for thirst, and you should know, water is healthy, it'll help you grow." Next they found Goose, drinking juice with Moose. Potter said, "Silly Goose and Moose, throw away that juice. You must be thirsty after you play, but drinking water is the best way." So juice is still good, but when you're playing really hard, you're super thirsty, drink water. "Drink water for thirst, and you should know, water is healthy, it'll help you grow." Across the bridge were three skunks in a bunch who were laughing and playing while drinking their punch. Potter said, "The sugar in punch might be tasty and yummy, but you could end up with too big of a tummy." "Drink water for thirst, and you should know, water is healthy. It'll help you grow." Then in their mama's pouches, they found baby kangaroos who popped out their heads and yelling, "Boo!" Potter said, "Put down those juice pouches. They are sugary and sweet. Your body needs water from your head down to your feet. Drink water for thirst, and you should know water is healthy. It'll help you grow." After listening to Potter teach them about water, Tota stopped wanting soda. Goose and Moose gave up their juice. Skunks in a bunch don't drink punch, and no more juice pouches for little kangaroos, because now they know what to do. Everyone felt happy as can be. They cheered, "Water is the best for me. Drink water for thirst, and you should know water is healthy. It'll help you grow." I'm trying to find the author. Oh, here we go. Written by Shalini Singh Anand. There we go. And it was illustrated by Kate Chang. Yeah. And you can find that at www.potterotter.com.
Oh, it's cute.
All right. What do we have? Let's see. Let me do Mother Earth. I haven't played this song. This is the Feather River Singers. And, the name of the song is Mother Earth. Maybe. Not, we'll have to do another story. It's on here. I just listened to it a little while ago.
Do you want me to read a story?
Let's read a story.
Okay. I have quite a few books. It's been so rainy this winter in Magalia, and I just had my backyard completely.
Potter said, "Put down those juice pouches. They are sugary and sweet. Your body needs water from your head down to your feet. Drink water for thirst, and you should know water is healthy. It'll help you grow." After listening to Potter teach them about water, Tota stopped wanting soda. Goose and Moose gave up their juice. Skunks in a bunch don't drink punch, and no more juice pouches for little kangaroos, because now they know what to do. Everyone felt happy as can be. They cheered, "Water is the best for me. Drink water for thirst, and you should know water is healthy. It'll help you grow." I'm trying to find the author. Oh, here we go. Written by Shalini Singh Anand. There we go. And it was illustrated by Kate Chang. Yeah. And you can find that at www.potterotter.com.
Oh, it's cute.
All right. What do we have? Let's see. Let me do Mother Earth. I haven't played this song. This is the Feather River Singers. And, the name of the song is Mother Earth. Maybe. Not, we'll have to do another story. It's on here. I just listened to it a little while ago.
Do you want me to read a story?
Let's read a story.
Okay. I have quite a few books. It's been so rainy this winter in Magalia, and I just had my backyard completely dug up, and so now it's time to plant seeds. So I found this really cute book called Plant Packages. It's a book about seeds, and this is the perfect time of the year to plant your seeds. It's written by Susan Blackaby and illustrated by Charlene DeLarge. All kinds of seeds. A seed is like a little package. Everything the seed needs to make a new plant is inside the package. Seeds come tucked into fruit, cones, pods, and flower heads. They come in all sizes and shapes and colors. You'll find them in your apples and your peas. Some seeds are big, some seeds are almost too small to see. They look like little specks of dust. Some seeds are good to eat. What seeds have you eaten? Rice, beans, corn, popcorn, sunflower seeds, cocoa beans, pecans, peas, and peanuts. How do seeds travel? Well, seeds cannot move on their own, but a seed from a tree over here can grow into a tree over there. How do seeds move from place to place? Some seeds are shaped like wings and twirl to the ground. Some seeds are light and catch the breeze. Some seeds are inside heavy cones or pods. They bounce and scatter when they fall. Some seeds have barbs and burrs. They stick to socks and fur. People and animals carry them from place to place. Many seeds are food for animals. Birds and insects and little animals carry seeds from place to place. They eat the seeds and they leave them in their droppings. From seed to plant, a plant makes a lot and lot of seeds. Most of the seeds will not find a place to grow, but some will. Some seeds will hit the ground in a good spot. Some will get buried by animals. Some will get planted by people like you and me. If you want to grow a pumpkin patch, choose a sunny spot. The soil should be dark and crumbly. Use a shovel to loosen the soil. Use a rake to make it smooth. And there's gardening tools like hoes and shovels and trowels and watering cans. Scatter the seeds on the ground. Then cover them with a little dirt. Do not put them too close together. They need plenty of room to grow. Sprinkle them with water. Wait, water and watch. After a week or so, the pumpkin seeds will sprout. Green shoots will reach for the sun. The shoots will grow leaves. Pull out some shoots so that the plants are not too crowded, and pull any weeds that you see. Weed, wait, water, and watch. The shoots will grow into a pumpkin vine. You will see yellow flowers on the vine. Weed, wait, water, and watch. The yellow flowers will become little green pumpkins on the vine. The pumpkins are the fruit. The pumpkins will get big and ripe. Harvest the pumpkins. Scoop out the seeds and save them to plant your next pumpkin patch. You will have more pumpkins year after year after year. And that's so true. Last year, I grew, or 2 years ago, I grew pumpkins and I got a huge one. One, only one, but it did grow. Yeah, so. Anyway, it was a lot of fun.
All right, I'm going to try this again. Let's see if this works. This is Mother Earth again, Feather River Singers.